2 weeks ago, north of Des Moines, Iowa, that the U.S. Departments of Justice and Agriculture held the first in a series of public meetings with farmers, Monsanto, and agriculture businessmen. The subject is an antitrust investigation of the seed industry with a focus on Monsanto and its genetically engineered seeds that make corn, soybeans, cotton, and other crops resistant to insects and herbicides, such as Monsanto's Roundup. Well, the New York Times reported that very same day about the meeting and said that in only the past year, corn seed prices rose 32%, soybean seed prices are up 24%, and that further, nearly all of those crops are now grown from genetically engineered seed.
They've got the market.
Monsanto, in fact, when it comes to soybean, it may now be 95%. Monsanto not only sells its own brand of genetically engineered seed, also known as GE seeds, but licenses its patented genetic traits to hundreds of small seed companies with very complex binding contracts. And they charge fees to use Monsanto's genetically patented traits. Many frustrated farmers and other critics say the licenses give Monsanto excessive control over the seed business, nearly a monopoly. I called Monsanto's media office and asked for an on-the-record interview with a corporate representative about GE seed prices and the Department of Justice antitrust investigation. After several days and my repetitive inquiry, I was told that Monsanto would not authorize an interview, but I received by email Monsanto's official one-paragraph comment about the meeting in Iowa that included this statement, quote, "With dozens of trait technologies available to farmers today and 50 new traits currently under development, it is clear that competition with the U.S. seeds industry is growing. The fight to win the farmers' business is intense. We remain committed to investing in new products for farmers, products that present another option on farms and offer them more value for their farm," close quote. I also contacted Charles Benbrook. He's PhD and former executive director of the Agriculture Board in the National Academy of Sciences. Since 2005, Dr. Benbrook has been chief scientist for the Organic Center in Enterprise, Oregon. Recently, in a report that he did about rapidly rising GE seed prices, he wrote, quote, "At the present time, there is a massive disconnect between the sometimes lofty rhetoric from those championing biotechnology as the proven path toward global food security and what is actually happening on farms in the U.S. that have grown dependent on GE seeds and are now dealing with the consequences," close quote. I asked Dr. Benbrook to describe the consequences he sees and why GE seed prices are rising so rapidly. Here now is Dr. Benbrook.
In 2010, as farmers move out into their fields this year, they'll be planting the most expensive seeds they've ever bought because of these GE traits, but they'll be wondering, you know, how well they're going to work. There's a lot of very troubling signs about genetically engineered corn and soybeans in terms of their performance and whether they'll even continue to work because of resistance. And at the same time, the companies have doubled the price of the seed in the last 3 or 4 years. And farmers just aren't willing to give up perhaps a third of their income per acre, the money that they're left with after paying all their production costs. Some of them are just not willing to give up a third of that, or sometimes even more, to Monsanto and Syngenta and Dow and the other companies that now have a corner on the seed market.
The New York Times, in a March 12th article, under the headline, "Rapid Rise in Seed Prices Draws Government Scrutiny," it says, quote, "Farmers watched the prices they paid for seeds skyrocket. Corn seed prices have risen 32%. Soybean seeds have been up 24% in this last year, close quote. Could you comment about why these prices keep rising during a time of such economic recession?
Well, the price of genetically engineered corn, soybeans, and cotton today is driven by the number of genetically engineered traits that the industry has embedded into the commercial seed varieties that are being sold to farmers. When Roundup Ready soybeans were first developed and marketed, BT corn and BT cotton back in 1996, 97, 98, the GE crop revolution, the vast majority of the seeds had only one trait and at most two traits embedded in them. And there was an extra charge or a seed premium added to the cost of a bag of seed for each individual trait. Well, in crop season 2010, the current crop season, this will be the first year that corn farmers will purchase and plant genetically engineered seed with eight different genetically engineered traits in a single seed. It's the so-called Smart Stack corn being co-marketed by Monsanto and Dow. So these corn seeds, they have eight premium prices added together, which is why a bag of this seed for many farmers is going to list for $320, translating into a cost of about $125 an acre to plant a field of corn, whereas less than a decade ago, many farmers were planting corn for $25 an acre. That $100, the increase in the cash cost of seed, that's more money than farmers make in profit from growing an acre of corn in probably 8 out of 10 years. Really, what Monsanto and the biotech industry have figured out is a way that now they have extracted from the income on an acre of corn an amount of money roughly equal to what the government subsidies have been, and farmers now are just squeezed down to nothing.
In a September 15th, 2009 speech, Monsanto's chief executive officer, Hugh Grant, reaffirmed the company's goal of doubling gross profits in 2012 from 2007 levels, and that Mr. Grant stated increases in the price of the new RR2 soybeans and Smart Stacks corn hybrids will create about one-third of the company's gross profit growth in 2012. Net farm returns are likely to be the primary source of these new profits, close quote, reinforcing what you have just described, but raising what is Monsanto counting on amid all this grumbling about genetically engineered seeds and the rising prices and the lowering quality of crops? Why is Monsanto so confident that it can double its gross profits in 5 years?
Well, Monsanto has achieved a level of market power and political power over the agricultural industry, the agriculture community, and certainly the seed markets that is simply unprecedented. Monsanto genetics that are behind most of the genetically engineered soybeans and corn and cotton.
Please explain what the Justice Department's antitrust investigation is doing right now.
The core concern about Monsanto's business practices is that through the provisions in their licensing agreements, where Monsanto provides to an independent seed company, say, access to the gene that would make corn or soybeans Roundup Ready, in those licensing agreements, Monsanto has inserted additional provisions that tie the hands of these once independent seed companies in terms of what other seeds they can sell, what other traits they can try to incorporate into their seeds. In every way imaginable, Monsanto has used its market power and the demand for its traits to extend contract provisions that reduce the ability of other companies to compete with it.